Welcome to Eau Close Podcast. In this episode, I got to sit down with Brian, a reactor engineer at Eau Close, to discuss his career move from the U.S. Army to Eau Close. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
I have been very much looking forward. I actually have been counting down to the day so that I can sit down with you, chat with you, share your story with our audience. You have such an outstanding career in the U.S. Army before joining Eau Close. What was your military experience and journey like?
So my military career began at the United States Military Academy at West Point. So it's about 60 miles north of New York City, four-year college, where you also receive military training. And coming out of that, you are commissioned as a junior officer in the United States Army. So within like the branching system, within the commissioning system, there are about 20 or so different branches. I branched as an engineer. And then more specifically, early on in my career, I got selected to become a Army diver. So that entailed about 8 additional months of school on top of what I was already doing to go learn how to be a Army diver. So that entailed a lot of swimming, drowning, close to drowning, just learning basics of gas physics and diving and all sorts of operational management. So that led me to a couple different jobs where I worked at the dive schoolhouse, commanded a dive detachment. We went to Kuwait for a 9-month deployment and also got to experience being a commander during COVID, which was its own unique experience. Yeah, that's kind of the Army career in a nutshell.
Thanks for sharing. That's amazing. So I know this because we've talked about this previously. You've led, and I just want to say this sentence because it's so cool. You've led a team of 25 engineering divers. Mm-hmm. That sounds like such an amazing experience. Did that experience prepare you at all when working in a startup environment?
I like to think that it did. It's a unique unit in its own right within like the Army community. It's much smaller. Normally a commanded unit at my level is usually around like 100 to 150 people, is us being at like 25. So a much closer, tight-knit group in that regard, which I've been seeing a lot in our like early on startup experiences, that we are very small and tight-knit because we're a smaller organization. And then the other big thing with it being like a specialty unit of divers is that we all have a common thread that is very unique, which is diving. And that's not something that you see elsewhere. So we've all kind of had like that same upbringing and trials to relate upon and have like a strong foundation within us. And I see that a lot here at Eau Close because we all have like that common thread of like the nuclear industry, which is in itself, you know, very unique. And even further beyond nuclear power, we're talking about advanced fission and startup and all the things that come with that.
So based on what you just told me, it does sound like there are parallels between the two organizations. I'm sure it was still quite a departure from what you were used to, though. What would you say were the most surprising elements for you when you change your career?
A lot of the most surprising things have been pretty common things just with a general military to civilian transition. Like some of the, like the most basic things are like picking out what I'm going to wear during the day. Heard that. And like, I thought that would never be a problem for me. How hard is it to get dressed? Then you start thinking to yourself, I don't know, is this a good thing to wear today? But yeah, you know, like that's one thing. From like the work perspective, I was really surprised at the rapid level of trust that was like established very early on. That was extremely reassuring and really made me feel welcomed within Eau Close. Was just like the level of trust, the latitude, and like that just fed into the teamwork structure that we have. And it's a very strong bond. And I think it kind of feeds off of each other. And we all feel very, very comfortable working, exchanging ideas, and, you know, being able to build off of one another.
It's such a good way of describing the environment that we're in. There is that close-knit feeling, and it's created such a nice environment for us to collaborate and work together, even when it's done remotely.
Right.
Just great.
Yeah. I had started remotely.
You did. Yeah.
I did like the first month and a half or so of like the internship out in Virginia, and The offices were here, and the office was in California. My direct report was in Texas, so we were both equally remote. That was an interesting thing. We had some good experience, at least being somewhat familiar with working remotely, as you know, we had to transition and adapt to some of that during 2020 while I was still in command, but a lot more collaborative tools here at Oklo than we had for the Army, though.
Well, that's good to hear. And you started with us as an intern, a project engineering intern, and now we are fortunate enough to have you full time as a reactor engineer, which is great and great for us. What influenced you the most when it came down to joining the team full time?
I was always attracted to the type of work that we were doing. My background, what I studied at the military academy, was nuclear engineering. I always knew that I wanted, when I was done doing my military service, that I would like to at least come back within that field and that subject matter. Since I was able to, I had separated from the Army at around the 7-year mark, the knowledge was at least still kind of relevant in my brain. I had kept up with it enough to be conversant in it and was able to like brush the rust off pretty quick. So the subject matter that was there, the technical aspect, that was very, very satisfying for me. But the thing that really sold me on it was, like we were talking about, that strong work culture, the tight bonds. So I have, you know, as we've talked about, like I still talk with all of, you know, my peers and friend groups from like the dive attachments. And I feel that same sort of like strong attachment and culture of togetherness here at Oklo. It's very much a family dynamic and very welcoming. You just can't say how like welcoming it is and like how fun it is to be here. I love being at the office. I can't wait to come in during the day. I often end up staying late, just talking about stuff, not even work related.
Yeah. And
it's great to just be around these people.
Yeah. It makes your work that much more enjoyable when you mm-hmm. have such a good group of people to bounce ideas off of. I find that with me, I sometimes get the best ideas when I'm sitting down and talking with the team. So mm-hmm. that's really good to hear. And you're at the office as we're speaking. So that's awesome. And you try to make it in person at the office now almost every day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is my default mode of working. I've been doing it a little special this week. I've been leveraging the public transportation this week. Another fun new thing that I haven't had available to me before. I've never worked in a place where there was such public transportation options. I've enjoyed some of the adventures that's brought along.
I'm glad you can take advantage of that right now. Yeah. And I'll see you in a few weeks when I fly down from Vancouver to the office as well. It's nice to be able to resume some of these in-person meetings. But we've been very fortunate. We have such a good system going where a lot of the stuff can be done remotely and hire people remotely and still be very efficient. But I do miss seeing the team in person and physically and interact with you guys.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing you again and like everybody else on the team, because like the office, it just comes back to life every time we start bringing in more people from town.
It really does. Usually
have, you know, at least 5 people in and around, but like to just re-inject like the live personalities back in and just having more spirit in the office is always great.
It's so true. Well, I look forward to seeing you in person and in the next little bit. And thanks again, Brian, for taking the time today.
Thanks, Benita.